Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport here, live on Inside Out Style, answering your style questions. So I've got my little lucky dip pot here today with the questions that you have been asking me. And so I shall get one out and we will get underway. So, first question comes from Chris. Is there a typical transition paths as one moves through the decades and life stages? By looking at me in my 20s, could one predict what suits me in my 40s or 60s? You know, that's an interesting question because there will be some things that remain common through your life. There'll be certain likes and dislikes that you may have that you may never change. And this is because part of what we choose to wear comes down to personality, and that changes over time, but it's more static than some other things. Some of it will be coming down to your personal values. Now, some values may stay with you your whole life and others may change as well. So these elements of kind of your style choices may flex a bit over time. And of course, patterns, what's it called? Fashion trends and stuff, of course, change as well. And this is something that our eye will, you know, like we may dislike something, you know, one year and then like it the next because we get used to seeing it. So therefore, it's really hard to predict what somebody will like. But, you know, there may be some things that you will just never like. You know, there's some things you might aesthetically think, that's just not something I like. Also too, is if you have a much more quiet personality, you might find that you never want to wear big and bold things. You might have a much more structured personality and prefer more structured clothing. And that may stay true your whole life. But there are lots of different things that come into our style choices. And these are everything from what we're doing. So what our roles and responsibilities in life are. And of course, this does change often quite radically over our lifetime. The location we live in, if we move to a coastal area, it might have a very different vibe and feel and therefore style to if we live in a large metropolitan city. So of course there are those things as well, different stages of life, you know, practicality needs, often health needs as well come into our style choices. So there's just so many different things that come in. So I say there's no particular pathway. That's my experience. And I'm just thinking back even on myself. Like there are some people I think who have a more consistent style and there's other people who change it up. And this is of course, I think also related to personality. Some of us like more options. Some of us like more change. Other people don't really enjoy change at all and therefore are less likely to have such radical changes. And this is of course where it's very easy to get stuck in a style time warp when you're still wearing the things that you were wearing, you know, two decades ago. So there will be some things that you may like and may change and you know may stay the same and other things that will change. So I don't think there's any particular pathway. The thing that I do notice, I think, as one gets older is if I think about, you know, teens to early 20s, this is our time of getting to know ourselves. This is the time of experimentation. This is the time of the new, the different, like let's try on different hats, different personalities, really kind of, we're getting to know who we are at this stage in our life. So we're going to try a more varied group of things. We may also be more influenced by our peers at this stage. This is often a very kind of social time of life where, you know, what I want to wear, what my friends are wearing. I remember, you know, as a teenager, you'll often see this, that whatever group it is. Now, it might be whatever is the latest trend, or it might be whatever subgroup that, you know, you might ascribe to. So I'm going to be an emo, so I need to dress emo, or I'm going to be a goth, or I'm going to be the popular cheerleader, whatever the kind of role that you may kind of have gone through. I'm going to be the nerd, whatever it is. I'm going to be the anti-establishment. You know, so we'll often find in those kind of getting to kind of experience and get to know who we are as a person years, there's a lot more experimentation in clothes. Also, there's more likely that we might try some things on and we might wear clothes that aren't really us, they're not really our values, they're not really our personality. We do it because this is what everybody else, what our peers are wearing, and we want to fit in and feel comfortable in that way. Often by mid-20s, I tend to find to kind of mid-30s, we start to really know ourselves and define and develop our own personal style based on who we are and, of course, what we are doing at the time. But we'll start to go, well, I'm not going to wear that thing, or just because my friends are wearing it doesn't mean I have to anymore. We start to appreciate what our colours that suit ourselves, what styles actually suit our body, and therefore staying away from some of the things, or more likely to, I think, stay away from some of the things that maybe haven't been as successful in the past. So this is often a kind of a time of like that solidification of personality and style. And often I notice, I think there's a point in here somewhere, it could be late 20s, early 30s, where we feel at our style best often. We might have the best body we've had in our lives sort of thing, or just really kind of come into, or there might have been a fashion that really works for us. And then we can go, God, I looked really good at this kind of stage. And this is where we can sometimes become style stuck over time, where as we're going through life, and this we'll often see, where if I see someone really dated, I'll think, oh, you know, I'll look at the style or the fashion, I'll think, oh, she loves that, whatever it was, that trend that was in at that time. And, you know, loved it, thought it really worked for her, and then has not let it go. It's like we can't move on from there, because that's where we felt at our best in a way. So sometimes this can happen at this age in life as well. Then I think too, as we get into our 40s, we become, you know, less worried about what other people think. This is often one of those stages of life where we start realizing that maybe we're never going to have the perfect body, or we can't please everybody. All those sorts of things that we might have tried when we were younger, we start to realize maybe these things, you know, not really possible, that we should start to please ourselves more. We also may have had kids. We've given up, you know, an awful lot of ourselves, I think, you know, putting other people's needs first. And sometimes it's also a rediscovery of who we are. And comfort often becomes a really key driver. And practicality, when you've got small kids and things, practicality becomes so important about what we can wear and what kind of level of discomfort we might put up with. And of course, I think this level of discomfort we'll put up with goes all the way through life. The older we get, the less discomfort we usually will put up with. Then by the 50s, I think we've started to go, you know, my skin's not quite as tight as it used to be, and things sag, and maybe I don't want to show off as much skin as I might have used to when I was younger and I had the good, you know, the better body, all those sorts of things. It's often become a little bit more modest as we get older. Also too, we've seen the fashion trends once before, if not sometimes twice. And it's that, do I want to take part in that particular trend or not? So I'm only going to pull the pieces of the trends out that really appeal to me. This is where too, I'll tend to find that people really kind of want to hone their own style recipes and really dress for themselves, dress in a way that makes them feel really happy and comfortable and good in who they are. And I think this never really stops as we get older. I think this is where there is a point where, and somewhere in the 50s, I think sometimes there's a peak where either people just give up, they think style's not for me, and then I'm just gonna wear whatever I happen to have left in my wardrobe for the rest of my life. Sometimes I see this. And other times this is where it's, you know, the kids have grown up a lot, you've got a bit more time for yourself, and then suddenly it's this rediscovery of who you are as a person. And this can also go into your style as well. So I think, like, you know, all these things, there is no one path that anybody will take. There may be just different life stages, and many of us will, you know, wear some of the same things for an awfully long time, and some people will change more radically and have different looks. So really, I think there's no particular, you can't really predict. You can't go, just because you are a goth in your 20s means that at the age of 50, you're going to be, you know, wearing head to toe black. Maybe that's not true. You might have embraced color, going, why on earth did I just wear all that black when I was young, when color is so fun and exciting? So I think it is one of those, you know, there's no particular answer, sorry, cannot give you a really specific sort of prediction of where you're going, because I think it is so personal. And often it's what's going through, what's happening in your world, but why you might be more attracted to some things. Now, there might be things like prints and patterns are one of those things that I think you're aesthetically drawn to certain sorts, and that probably changes less over time, that you might be an animal print person, or you might be a floral, and I'll notice, you know, that they are different, or you might be stripes, and you might be stripes your whole life. It's just how you put them into garments may change as time goes on. So hopefully there's some slight answer for you there. Not sure if I gave you exactly what you're after, but something to think about anyway. Okay, next question. Cheryl says, how to adjust to my softer, lighter colours? I feel I'm higher contrast, but still working on it. Now, you've got to remember that contrast is not the same as colours. So contrast, we've got two sorts of contrast. We've got our value contrast, that's how light or dark the colours are that you wear. So what happens is, I mean, I'm one of these people, I used to have black hair and I am now light blonde. So of course, I've had to completely readjust my colours since I have changed my hair. So, and I've got softer, lighter colours. And I used to have a high value contrast, light dark, you know, black hair, pale skin, especially when I was in my early 20s, had very white skin. So it really looked like Snow White. And now I look nothing. Sorry about that. Just had a quick phone call there. Just had to turn that off. So yes, I looked much more like Cinderella now versus Snow White if we're going down the Disney princesses or the fairy tale princesses. So I've really had to change how I think about my colours. So it is one of those things to think about that, yeah, adjusting to a new palette can feel quite, it can be a big kind of take a lot of headspace up for a while until you get used to it. And then this is where I think taking some outfit photos is really useful, because what it does is it allows you to see a bit more objectively what works on you as a whole, a little bit from a distance, versus we look at ourselves in the mirror really quite close up. So it gives us that little bit more distance, that little bit more objectivity. And it allows us to kind of see as a whole that those new colours, that when we're wearing those new colours, and maybe your contrast, like my contrast is lowered a bit, that those new colours are, you know, work better for us than the old colours, keeping on wearing the way the colours that we used to wear when we were younger and we had maybe darker or more high value contrast colour. That's the most common thing that happens, is our contrast, our value contrast reduces, but and we get lighter. That's pretty much where most of us go. We get lighter, value contrast reduces. So how we put outfits together changes, what really suits us changes. And so all those dark, heavy clothes, or the black or the really dark clothes, just aren't as flattering as they used to be. So I really think, you know, to help you get used to them is to the outfits. But of course, some people keep contrast. Maybe they've got really dark coloured eyes and that's not going to change. But remember, it's instead of having a lot of dark outfits with bits of light, instead what we might do is go to more light outfits with pops of dark. And you can remember, you can do pops in jewellery and those sorts of things too, to create that contrast. Also too, is there are different ways of working or making a higher contrast appear a little bit less high by using what I call my stair principle of value contrast, which is walking yourself from lighter to darker instead of jumping from the top step to the bottom. So instead of just doing black and white, we might do a bit like today. I've got a fairly high contrast in here. I've got a, you know, it's a medium darker blue with white. So what I've done is I put the red in between because it's that middle step. So rather than jumping from the top to the bottom steps, I've gone, you know, I've got my white, I've got my red, and then I've got the blue. So it's just reducing that value contrast a little bit by putting something in between instead of just always having, you know, kind of that black and white, avoiding that sort of thing. Hopefully that helps. But I do think, do take some outfit photos and just see how, just, you know, take lots and lots of them and then put them all up together. And then you'll really start to see which ones make you look best as a whole versus which ones it's more about the outfit than you. So really what we want to do is we want to see you and you as a whole. You are the person. The clothes are there to support you rather than the outfit is the thing. And then you just disappear. Next question. Elizabeth says, how do I choose jewellery for my portrait area that work well with rather practical clothes and shoes for work? I wear sneakers and jeans, or, you know, those style trousers, and I run large creative workshops and play with children outside. So the thing to remember here is when we're talking like casual clothes, so wearing sneakers and jeans, we don't want to be wearing our really diamond filigree, little delicate pieces of jewelry. Instead, what we want is something much more robust and something much more, you know, like, you know, made from something, a material that is not sparkly. So something like this. So here is a resin kind of resin pieces. So they've got that, they're not plastic, but they've got that much more robust, small children, happy sort of thing. It's on a thicker, like multi-strand leather cord here. And so therefore it would go perfectly well with a pair of jeans. It's also not sparkly diamonds. We're not calling about, you know, cut diamonds and cut sapphires and those sorts of gems and rubies. That's too formal for a pair of jeans and sneakers. Instead, going for something bigger, chunkier, and less delicate. So wooden beads, coral, you know, anything kind of more in this kind of resin plastic sort of way. All those sorts of materials, leather, you know, they are much less delicate, much more practical, but you can still express your personality with your jewelry. You're just looking for a different style of piece, maybe, you know, we're not wearing our special pearls. So there you go. They are the questions for today. I'll be back tomorrow with some more of your style questions. And of course, feel free to leave me some style or colour questions that you may have on my Inside Out Style Facebook page. And of course, come by the blog and check out all the blog posts I have on all these topics as well. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.